shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, everybody. Almost caught me without being ready for that one. We did have a lady ask where the obits went, and I haven't found them yet, so I'm sorry about that. Our 15-minute break on the hour has turned down to about 12-minute breaks on the hour, and I'm not certain whether it's a mistake that we don't have those or not, but we will try to get them on later, or maybe we won't have them on till tomorrow. Anyway, I have been practicing. I've been practicing Fox in Socks, which is a Dr. Seuss book, and you're going to have to put up with me. At the very beginning of the book, it says, take it slowly. This book is dangerous. And it certainly is. And I'm going to start it right away because it takes almost all of 15 minutes to get through this thing. And I may not get through it. I will guarantee you I will make mistakes during it. All right? Fox, Socks, Box, Knocks. Knocks in box, fox in socks. Knocks on fox, and socks in box. Knocks on socks on knocks, and knocks in box. Fox in socks, and box on knocks. Chicks with bricks come. Chicks with blocks come. Chicks with bricks and blocks and clocks come. Look, sir. Look, sir, Mr. Knox, sir, let's do tricks with bricks and blocks, sir. Let's do tricks with chicks and clocks, sir. First, I'll make a quick trick brick stack. Then I'll make a quick trick block stack. You can make a quick trick chick stack. You can make a quick trick clock stack. And here's a new trick, Mr. Knox. Socks on chicks and chicks on fox. Fox on clocks and bricks and blocks. Bricks and blocks and knocks on box. Now we come to the tricks and the docks, sir. Try to say this, Mr. Knox, sir. Clocks on fox trick. Clocks on knocks talk. Six sick bricks tick. Six sick chicks talk. Sir, please, sir. I don't like this trick, sir. My tongue isn't quick or slick, sir. I get all those ticks and clocks, sir, mixed up with the chicks and tocks, sir. I can't do it, Mr. Fox, sir. I'm so sorry, Mr. Knox, sir. Here's an easy game to play. Here's an easy thing to say. New socks, two socks. Whose socks? Sue's socks. Who sews whose socks? Sue sews Sue's socks. Who sees who sews whose new socks, sir? You see, Sue sew Sue's new socks, sir. That's not easy, Mr. Fox, sir. Who comes, crow comes. Slow Joe Crow comes. Who sews crow's clothes? Sue sews crow's clothes. Slow Joe Crow. Sue's whose clothes? Sue's clothes. Sue sews socks of fox in socks now. Slow Joe Crow sews knocks in box now. Sue sews rose and Slow Joe Crow's clothes. Fox sews hose on Slow Joe Crow's nose. Hose goes. Rose goes. Nose hose goes some. Crow's rose grows some. Mr. Fox, I hate this game, sir. This game makes my tongue quite lame, sir. Mr. Knox, sir, what a shame, sir. We'll find something new to do now. Here is a lot of new blue goo now. New goo, blue goo, gooey gooey. Blue goo, new goo. Gluey, gluey. gooey goo for chewing. That's what this goo goose is doing. Do you choose to chew goo too, sir? If, sir, you, sir, choose to chew, sir, with the goo goose chew, sir, do, sir. Mr. Fox, sir, I won't do it. I can't say it. I won't chew it. Very well, sir. Step this way. We'll find another game to play. Bim comes. Ben comes. Bim brings Ben's broom. Ben brings Bim's broom. Ben bends Bim's broom. Bim bends Ben's broom. Bim bends. Ben bends. Ben's bent broom breaks. Bim's bent broom breaks. Ben's band. Bim's band. Big bands. Pig bands. Bim and Ben lead bands with brooms. Ben bangs bangs, and Bim bangs brooms. Pig band. Boom band. Big band. Broom band. My poor mouth can't say that. No, sir. My poor mouth is much too slow, sir. Well, then, bring your mouth this way. I'll find it something it can say. Luke Luck likes lakes. Luke's duck likes lakes. Luke Luck licks lakes. Luke's duck licks lakes. Duck takes licks in lakes Luke Luck likes. Luke Luck takes licks in lakes ducks like. I can't blab much blibber blubber. My tongue isn't made of rubber. Mr. Knox, now come now, come now. You don't have to be so dumb now. Try to say this, Mr. Knox, please. Through three cheese trees, three free fleas flew. While these fleas flew, freezy breeze blew. Freezy breeze made these three trees freeze. Freezy trees made these tree cheese freeze. That's what made these three free fleas sneeze. Stop it! Stop it! That's enough, sir. I can't say such silly stuff, sir. Very well, then, Mr. Knox, sir. Let's have a little talk about Tweedle Beetles. What do you know about Tweedle Beetles? Well, when Tweedle Beetles fight, it's called a Tweedle Beetle battle. And when they battle in the puddle, it's a Tweedle Beetle puddle battle. And when the Tweedle Beetles battle with paddles in a puddle, they call it a Tweedle Beetle puddle paddle battle. And when beetles battle beetles in a puddle battle battle, and the beetle battles puddle is a puddle in a bottle, they call this a Tweedle Beetle bottle puddle battle paddle muddy battle. When beetles fight these battles in a bottle with their paddles, and the bottle's on a poodle, and the poodle's eating noodles, they call this a muddle puddle, tweedle, poodle, beetle, noodle, bottle, paddle, battle, and... Now wait a minute, Mr. Sox Fox. When a fox is in the bottle, where the beetle, tweedle, beetles battle with their paddles in a puddle, on a noodle-eating poodle, this is what they call a tweedle, beetle, noodle, poodle, bottled paddle, muddle, duddle, fuddle, waddle, fox in a socks, sir. Fox in a socks. Our game is done, sir. Thank you for a lot of fun, sir. Now do you see why it's a dangerous one to read? It actually didn't take me nearly as long as I thought it was going to take. It only took about 10 minutes to read that. But it was called A Fox in Socks by Dr. Seuss. And I got pretty close to getting it right. It is, as it says, take it slowly. This book is dangerous. And in fact, it is dangerous. Well, I hope you're having a good time this morning. We're doing a lot of stuff about kids, raising kids, teaching kids, We're reading, I'm through four books by Dr. Seuss that are called kid books. They're called children's books. But I'll guarantee you that they're written with adults in mind as well. Most of Dr. Seuss's books are written with the adult in mind. Kind of like, you remember when Sesame Street started? Everybody really kind of thought, oh, no, not another kids show. We had lots of kids shows. Most of them were not much fun. For adults, they were much fun for kids, but not much fun for adults. Well, they proved through Sesame Street that you can have children shows with adult lessons and with adult thought, and were fun for both. And I remember sitting up with my kids and watching the beginning of some of those. Now, one of my favorite cartoons of all times is Bullwinkle the Flying Moose. And as silly as it also has a lot of adult humor and adult thought in that. I find, as I get older, I find a lot of those cartoons that had adult thought in them, I find them a lot more interesting as I get older, as I did when I was young. I hope you enjoy listening to Fox and Socks. I know it's a lot of gobbledygook, and it's really hard to read. Try it sometime. If you can get through the first three or four pages without messing up. Now, I've read it, just in preparation for today, I've read it at least three times. And today was the fourth. And I had read it before a long time ago. But I had to read it three or four times just to get ready to read it today, because I would never have gotten through that in the 10 or 15 minutes that it took me to get through it. I would never have gotten through it had I not read it several times before. And I still messed it up on a few places, but most of the places I got it right. I had to stop a couple of times in the middle of it to make sure the next word was the word I thought it was going to be. If you were really good at it, a person who listens to it would understand it better than the way I do. I'm not sure you understood all the sentences, but they all make sense. They're not just gobbledygook. Every one of those sentences makes sense if you think about it, but you have to think about it. We're having a great day with stories from Dr. Seuss and talking about our kids. I hope you're as proud as your kids as I am of mine and of my grandchildren. I can't say enough for young people. Our young people today are so much smarter, or at least seem to be so much smarter. I watch some of the newscasts on TV. I will pick out CNN as one of the ones, and there are children. I mean children on those newscasts that are so intelligent about our country, about our politics, about our about everything that are, you know, on television right now telling us what is right and what is wrong. I saw a young lady on one of the newscasts I was watching yesterday. And I quite often look up, I'll look up the people that I'm listening to find out how old they were and where they graduated from and that sort of thing. And the young lady was 24 years old and had graduated from Harvard or Yale or one of those. And she was just so darn smart. It made me embarrassed at how ignorant I am. I wish I had done a whole lot better. I wish I had worked harder. So that's one thing I want to pass along to you and have you pass along to your kids. It's never too late to learn, but if you start learning late, you will wish you started learning earlier, like I do. I wish I had cared enough to learn all the stuff that I right now don't really understand as well as I should. It makes you a better person. And if you believe like I do that we all turn into stardust afterwards, you have spent your life at least positively. I know a lot of people don't believe that way. A lot of people believe that there is something after life, and I don't happen to, but I mean, I believe there is something after life, but it's not going to have me in it. But if you can add to this world, you may not be here, but people will remember you. People will know that you tried, and people will know that you did something, that you were a positive force for the world. And that's kind of where I am now. I hope that even though I'm not brilliant, and even though I may be on the opposite side of the coin that you think I should be on, I can add something. I can, even if you absolutely disagree with me, I can add something because I'm going to make you think, why do you disagree with me? I'm a fairly smart person. Why should you disagree with me? Well, if you're thinking about it, you're educating yourself. You're doing it by yourself. Now, you may have to go to a book. You may have to go to your phone. Our phones now are our educators. You may have to do all sorts of things that you haven't done in the past because you want to learn why Glenn is so stupid. And if I've done that, then I've served my purpose. I've made you think. I've made you stop and disagree with me or agree with me. I love it when you agree with me. Of course I do. We all do. Don't we like to be... We like to have other people agree with us. And I do like to have people agree with me, but I have also learned in my life that if you don't agree with me, that doesn't mean you don't like me. It just means you don't agree with me. And that's not such a bad thing, as we all are going to learn. And in the next quarter of an hour, we're going to learn a little bit more from Dr. Seuss. I'll be right back. Okay, we're going to go over a little bit with Dr. Seuss, one last book that he wrote. I'm really struggling here. Oh, hit the wrong button again. All right. For some reason or other, I have messed everything up. So I'm going to just go back to where I was and try to try to cover, right? We'll have to hope that somebody is listening that can help me get out of this mess. We're going to read Green Eggs and Ham by Dr. Seuss in the next few minutes. And we're going to finish the day hopefully smarter and having listened to five of Dr. Seuss's best books, Socks in Fox in Socks. See, I can't even say it now. Oh, the Things You Can Think, and I Can Read With My Eyes Shut, and To Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street, which is the book that I started this 3 hours with. And I really enjoyed that book a lot. It didn't have any really heavy-duty message. That's the word I'm looking for. Didn't have a really heavy-duty message to it, but it was... a fun story. It's fun. It was fun. It tickled my tongue and my brain at the same time. Whereas Fox in Socks only tickled my tongue because my brain couldn't keep up with it, right? Oh, well. All right. Well, we're going to do Green Eggs and Ham. So if you have any little ones sitting around that are not in school because of the COVID thing. Maybe they can come to the radio and listen to Green Eggs and Ham. I'll probably start it in, I don't know, maybe 5-6 minutes. And we'll go through Green Eggs and Ham. Then we'll close off by talking about how we can be better for our children, to our children, and with our children. I always found that there were some things that made my children better. And I think in my watching other children, I think it made other children better. The kids that I knew whose parents suggested that they play musical instruments, you didn't have to be great at it, but most of the kids that I knew that played musical instruments, it stretched their brain. And, you know, the psychologists tell us that music, learning music, really is a way of learning mathematics in kind of a around-the-corner kind of fun way of learning mathematics, because music is based so much on mathematics. So I always encourage my kids to be musicians. My eldest right now is a very good guitar player. I don't like the music he plays, but he's very good at it. My daughter was also good at music. She was also a dancer. She danced to music, but she played oboe. She was a double reed player. Those are the rare breed. I don't know if you know anything about a double reed, but they're very difficult to play. And so my daughter was very good at that. She only played through, I don't think she played into college, but she played through high school and was very good at it. Whereas my eldest son played guitar most of his life. He was also a trombone player, and now one of his sons is a trombone player, and they encourage their children to be musicians. I think it's helped them out. Now, the other thing that we've always encouraged our kids to do was be active in athletics. Now, you don't have to be the world's best athlete in the to gain from athletics. You gain confidence. You gain body skill. I mean, your body's learned to work within itself better. I think that a lot of people that go into athletics, especially team athletics, learn to work with other people well or at least better. Some people don't make it, but a lot of people learn how to work and play with other people much better. So all of our children, as well as our grandchildren, all of them have been fairly decent athletes, some exceptionally good athletes, others fairly good athletes. You don't have to be an exceptional athlete to be to have athletics help you. And so that's two legs of a three-legged stool, and the third leg is education. We think you should be formally educated. My family has always been formally educated, as well as our grandchildren and our children we have encouraged them to go to get further education. I think, let's see, yeah, all three of my children have a college education. All of their children are doing fairly well in school. Some of them not as good as others, but that's not bad either. We all learn at different speeds. We all learn different skills. You can have a fourth grade education and be as kind a person as there is that walks the face of the earth. You can have a fourth grade education and be smarter than some of the smartest people. The trick is using what you've been given, right? If you've been given a good education, use it. If you haven't, use what you find out around you. Learn from other people around you, and you'll find that you get smarter every day. Open your brain, open your ears, and you will get smarter. You don't have to go to Princeton or Pennsylvania or Harvard or Yale to become smarter. You can go to your next-door neighbors and become smarter. Just listen. And encourage your children to listen, and they don't have to agree with everything. Matter of fact, I find the more they disagree, the more they're learning, because they're having to find a way to defend their own position, and they're having to find a way to understand what other people's position is, and that also is education. Apparently, we have an awful lot of uneducated people right now, and it wouldn't take much for them to educate themselves. We have people that have a Harvard degree that have no brains at all. And I'm not going to go into a political speech here, but we have a few politicians that graduated from Harvard that you wonder, the only way they graduated from Harvard is mom and dad paid for it. I know if you have your degree from Harvard, or if you're listening and you taught at Harvard, you're not going to like that I say that, but I wonder sometimes. Anyway, and the best part about education is that you do have the opportunity to disagree, but you better learn why you disagree, not that just disagree to be disagreeable, right? All right. Well, we're going to get into Dr. Seuss's Green Eggs and Ham, and I'm going to blow through this commercial because I think I've already screwed them all up anyway. So I'm going to read Green Eggs and Ham, which is probably one of Dr. Seuss's more memorable books. All of his books are of great interest because of their cartoonish, artwork. It is kind of interesting how the Cat in the Hat looks a little bit like Mr. Seuss. Anyway, here is by Dr. Seuss, Green Eggs and Ham. I am Sam. I am Sam, I am. Sam, I am. That Sam I am, that Sam I am. I do not like that Sam I am. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam I am. I do not like green eggs and ham. Would you like them here or there? Excuse me. Would not like them to be there? I would not like them anywhere. I do not like them. Green eggs and ham. I do not like them. Sam, I am. Would you like them in a house? Would you like them with a mouse? I do not like them in a house. I do not like them with a mouse. I do not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them. Sam, I am. Sorry about that. Would you eat them in a box? Would you eat them with a fox? Not in a box? Not with a fox? Not in a house? Not with a mouse? I would not eat them here or there. I would not eat them anywhere. I would not eat them green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam, I am. Would you, could you, in a car, eat them? Eat them. Here they are. I would not, could not, in a car. You may like them. You will see. You may like them in a tree. I would not, could not, in a tree, not in a car. You let me be. I do not like them in a box. I do not like them with a fox. I do not like them in a house. I do not like them with a mouse. I do not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam, I am. A train! A train! A train! A train! Could you? Would you on a train? Not on a train, not in a tree, not in a car. Sam, let me be. I would not, could not, in a box. I could not, would not, with a fox. I will not eat them with a mouse. I will not eat them in a house. I will not eat them here or there. I will not eat them anywhere. I do not eat green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam, I am. Say, in the dark? Here in the dark? Would you, could you, in the dark? I would not, could not, in the dark. Would you, could you, in the rain? I would not, could not, in the rain. Not in the dark, not in a train, not in a car, not in a tree. I do not like them, Sam, you see. Not in a house, not in a box, not with a mouse, not with a fox. I will not eat them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. You do not like them? Green eggs and ham? I do not like them, Sam, I am. Could you, would you, with a goat? I would not, could not, with a goat. Could you, on a boat? I could not, would not, on a boat. I will not, with a goat. I will not eat them in the rain. I will not eat them on a train. Not in the dark, not in a tree, not in a car. You let me be. I do not like them in a box. I do not like them with a fox. I will not eat them in a house. I do not like them with a mouse. I do not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam, I am. You do not like them? So you say, try them, and you may. Try them, and you might say, I, Sam, if you will let me be, I will try them, you will see. Say, I like green eggs and ham. I do like them, Sam, I am. I would eat them in a boat, and I will eat them with a goat. And I will eat them in the rain, and in the dark, and on a train, and in a car, and in a tree. They are so good, you see. So I'll eat them in a box, and I'll eat them with a fox, and I'll eat them in a house, and I'll eat them with a mouse, and I'll eat them here and there, say, I will eat them anywhere. I do so like green eggs and ham. Thank you, Sam I am. Sorry for the sneeze and the cough, but it's a great book, isn't it? I love reading that book. The music in the words as you read those words, it's a joy to read. Well, we've gotten through all five books, Green Eggs and Ham, Mulberry, and To Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street, I Can Read With My Eyes Shut, Oh, the Thinks You Think, and Fox in Socks. I've read all three of those to you. I hope you're smarter. If not, I hope you enjoyed yourself. I hope it tickled your funny bone. I hope that you had little guys that you pulled up to the front of the radio, much like I did with my father when I was a little guy. Unfortunately, I didn't have that to listen to. My father and I listened to Friday Night Fights with the Cavalcade of Sports. That's what we listened to. And we listened to The Shadow. The Shadow Knows. And we listened to Johnny Dollar. 15-minute radio adventures. We had great time. And my father and mother would listen to Amos and Andy, and they listened to Jack Benny. And they listened. What else did they listen? Jack Benny I could do, but I wasn't into Amos and Andy or some of the ones that my folks listened to. They were too, I don't know, too different for my tastes. I listened to the boxing with my father, and I'm not sure my father really liked boxing, but there was excitement that went on, and kids always like excitement. If you can make a kid's life a little more exciting, he may want to read a little bit more about his life. I'm encouraging kids to read, even though I was terrible at it, even though I didn't encourage my kids to read. Now, they all did read, and I'm happy that my wife did encourage them to read. I was, because of my problem, I was not, I did not encourage them, and I did not eat green eggs and ham. But I have learned to read a little better, and I've learned that if I take it slowly, I can read a lot better, and I do enjoy reading. I can't read at long lengths. I can only read maybe 15 minutes at a time, and then I have to take a break and then go back to reading again. But I enjoy my reading now, whereas when I was younger, because I was, kind of forced to read. That's what school did to you. I was, I didn't like it. I don't think most people like to be told what to do, right? I think we all learn at different speeds. We all learn at different levels. We all learn with different interest levels. I did not find being forced to read very helpful. Now we have a phone call, and we're going to go to the phone and listen to what somebody else has to think. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning.
I've enjoyed your reading the story.
Oh, stuff. Good. Good.
And I say Dr. Seuss as well.
Okay.
And so I noticed no one else has called in. And,
no, I've been reading too much. They haven't had time.
Oh, yeah. Well, that could be. But I just want to let you know, it is very good that you did that. And,
well, thank you.
All the rhetoric we've had to listen to for, with the pandemic and, the election and all that, it's just been almost too much for the human brain.
Right. Well, I told my wife this morning before I came in, I said, I'm going to read Dr. Seuss so that nobody has to listen to politics.
Yeah.
And he does kind of touch on politics, but in a nice way.
Uh-huh. And then, of course, anytime you need a book about Dr. Seuss, you can always go to the library.
Yes.
Public Library, and they'll get you any book. If they can't get it from there, they'll get it through another library.
Well, the one I want to get is this one called, it's about You're Only Old Once. And it's by Dr. Seuss, and I understand that those of us, and I happen to be in my 70s, and those of us 60 and older really enjoy this book. So I'm going to get that and eventually read that on the air. And okay. The only place I can get it, I think, is probably through the library, and I love the library.
Oh, yes.
Yep. Even right. though I don't read much.
Yeah. Well, what I did when I first had my, when I had my first child, I got to thinking, you know, what was I going to do? Because, you know, I was poor. I didn't want to buy books.
Sure.
So she was about the only one that took 20 books a month out of there. And then back then they had a story time, but it was down there on Main Street, you know, where the church is now. Well, and, people, I believe, should do what you're saying is, start right at the beginning and start taking their children to the library. And I, of course, taught my children, you know, not to tear books and not destroy anything, whatever it might be in front of them.
Good idea.
And, you know, so they knew to how to respect, you know, other people's property.
Right.
And but I think, you know, that's lacking in today, according to what I can hear, with the students, graduating and their grades, and some of them not even being able to graduate because, you know, they can't read or write.
Yeah, that's a shame.
And so it goes back to the parents.
Yeah.
And I never knew that you had that dyslexia.
Yeah, it's not bad. I've been told by a doctor that it's very mild, but it's enough that if I try to read for long periods of time, I fall asleep.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It's kind of strange. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
different.
I have learned, and I went through the entire, well, I'm going to be a little political here. I went through the the entire, 200 page, or not 200 page, the entire, I can't remember his name, when they did the big study about Trump about 3 years ago. I went through the entire study on a learning, on a book that was read to me in my earphones. So I walk about 2 miles a day, and on my walks, I was able to listen to it being read to me, and that made it very easy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, it's not quite reading, and it's kind of cheating,
but
I get through it. The Mueller Report was the name of it, yeah.
But at least I remember that.
Yeah.
But at least you were listening and learning and attempting to learn.
That's what we need to do.
And you have to have the interest.
Yes.
The big thing is if you take a book in front of a child and it has no interest, it just looks away, and you know you can't even get their attention.
That's kind of what I was trying to say. You have to like it.
Yes, you do, and that's true with anything, whatever you're doing.
Sure is. Yeah.
And but it was the strangest thing. My husband said I was making. At that time, I only had one child. You know. And then when she started to school, then of course I had two children, and he said, "You're making her too smart." And I thought, that's the dumbest thing.
Yeah.
I wound up divorcing him.
Oh, because, that might have been a good move.
yeah, it definitely was. And, but I mean, isn't that horrible?
You can't make a person too smart.
How could you make any person too smart?
Yeah, you can't.
I mean, but, I believe he smokes cigarettes, used tobacco products.
Yeah.
And I just believe that does something to the brain.
Well, now I did.
I mean, that's my view because I never did smoke.
Well, I did all of the bad things when I was young, but I was lucky enough that I learned to quit smoking, quit drinking as much as I did, and leave the drugs at home. Only for heart attacks do you use drugs anymore.
That's true. So. But I just wanted to call in.
Okay.
I've never called in on your program.
Well, thank you for doing that.
So you have a great day. I really enjoyed it. Okay,
great. We'll do some more down the road. Thank you.
Keep it up. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What a nice call. What a nice call. It's always nice to have somebody that appreciates what you do, but it's also nice to hear that she has some good thoughts. She obviously has been a thinker throughout her life, and I enjoy listening to people like that. I've been listening to John Meacham lately, and he's kind of apolitical, but he has his thoughts, and he does speak on some of the political stations, but he's a bright man, and I just love listening to him talk. Just I love to listen to all the words that he knows. And my wife and I look up at least two words a day, but I never remember them very well. You know, some of them I'll remember, but I don't remember all of them, but I'll occasionally remember them. And it makes you brighter and more interesting. It makes people want to hear what you have to say, I think, I hope. Well, I hope I have interested you today. We've had a couple of nice callers who've been very kind to me. But also we've had a lot of people I know that were listening, because I've done other readings, and I've had people come up to me the following day. They don't call in. They come up to me the following day, or back when I wasn't hacked on my cell phone, they would cell phone me and say, I really enjoyed listening to that. I think people like listening to good literature that makes them smarter. And I know you'd say Dr. Seuss is not really high literature. It's not William Shakespeare. But it is. If you listen to the words, it is pretty high literature. It's very thoughtful. And if you can read Fox in Socks, if nothing else, it lubricates your tongue and makes you a better reader, because you have to look at what you're reading. And that's important. I always have found that my problem with reading, with my dyslexia, my problem with reading is that I don't look at the word long enough. Sometimes I'm trying to rush through what I'm reading, and all I do is confuse my mouth and confuse my head. So take your time. Make sure you open your ears. We got to open our ears to each other. Even if the person that's talking to you is saying something absolutely stupid, you can learn something from it. This lady that just called in learned from her husband that she needed to get a divorce. I'm sorry. That is not a funny matter. But obviously she learned something by listening. I thank you so much for tuning in today. And we won't do this very often, where I have 3 hours of reading you children's books. But we'll have some more of them. And I will try to let you know so you can bring your kids up to the radio. Have a great day.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.